Have them let it come back. Where is it? Oh, have them let it. Okay, pause. Okay, listen. The Torah tells us in this week's parsha, Vayetze Yitzchak Vasuch Vasodom Lefnos Erev Lefnos Orev Vayisa Einov Vayar Himeg Molim Boim. And we know that Rashi tells us from Chazal, Vasuach Loshen Tfila Yishpach Sicho. Vayetze Yitzchak Vasuch Vasodom means he went to Davin. And this is the source the Gemara tells us in Brachos of Tfilas Mincha. Right? The Gemara says in Brachos of second page, Chavava Medeis, Yitzchak Tikein Tfilas Mincha, Shenema Vayetze Yitzchak Vasuch Vasodos Nefev, Feitzicha Elo Tfila, Shenema Tfila Loni Kiyatov Lefnei Hashem Yishpoch Sicha. And so we have to understand what this idea of Yitzchak, what is this Lashon Sicha? Sicha is Tfila. And Sicha normally means Sicha, to talk. Here, Sicha is Tfila. So we'll see. And the Gemara in Brachos and Vav Amud Beis tells us that something special about Mincha. That Eliyahu Hanavi was only answered by Tfilas Mincha. When he says, "Vayibalos Hamincha v'yigash Eliyahu Hanavi, v'yom aneini Hashem aneini, aneini sheteri eish min haShemayim, aneini sheroyim u'maisek shofet." So Eliyahu was fighting with the Anshei Habal, and he was answered that his problem should be Nene, and should prove against the Avodah Zarah. Aneini Hashem Aneini. Aneini, that it should be that Eish Min HaShemayim Shlo Yimu Ma'atzik Shofim. So when he was fighting against Anshei Baal, he wanted to prove that God is what's true, and therefore the fire should come down on his korban, right? He was only answered by Tfilas Mincha. So Tfilas Mincha apparently has some greater potency than the other Tfilas. And we have to understand why that's so. What is the special thing about Tfilas Mincha? So the Sefer Seder Hayom, which is a kadmon on the Tfilos, he writes on page 4, Psarach Adam Lizar B'Tfilas HaMincha. That somebody, a person, has to be careful with Tfilas HaMincha. And he quotes that Gemara. And then he says, why is that? And he gives two reasons. On page 5, first column, first arrow. First reason he gives, Nirash also shah ruya laniya mishah cheres v'atam nesh also shah maschelos lishod midas adid. He says that during mincha, the afternoon, when the sun is, the first half of the morning, the sun is going to its peak. From Chatzos and onwards, the sun is going down. So that's the Zman of Din. So you would think, fakir, that with the Zman Din, we shouldn't be answered. We should be better answered in the morning, before this Din. So he says, no. Because the time in which also Shamas Chalim Chlisko Midas Adin, ומי שיוכל לשחול שיתגבו הרחמים על הדין כל כך גדול. In other words, the idea is we're asking rachamim b'shas din. So if Hashem is going to grant us if we have a good feel as mincha, we'll be able to be ma'orer rachamim b'shas din. That's going to be a stronger rachamim, because that's going to have to overcome the adversary of din. So mamela, in the morning it's not shas din, so we get some rachamim. There's no kutz. It doesn't have to be such a strong rachamim, and because there's nothing to prevail against. But if you're in the afternoon, that's the shas hadin, and you still are able to be'or a rachamim, so that rachamim is going to be even stronger, because it's going to outshadow the din. And mimela, that's why the tefillos are then at that point. And then he writes further, the second arrow, otam la nias tefillos mincha, v'nei shushar shekol ha'olam oskim b'malachtan. He says like this, because in the afternoon is a bigger challenge to daven. Mincha is during the midday. Whereas in the morning, you're not busy yet. In the afternoon, in the night, you're already home, you're finished. So the tefillah before the day begins or after the day ends is not such a challenge. The challenge is in the middle of the day when you're involved in your parnasa and you're involved in your activity, and yet you halt, you stop, and you up, and you daven. So that davening is more meaningful. And that, I think, is the same idea as the first idea, in a different way. Because the first idea is saying that rachamim that comes when there's an adversary, when there's a challenge, so that rachamim is a stronger rachamim. And the same thing, tefillas mincha is coming at a time of a challenge, a time when you're busy. You know, in the midday, when you're busy. And that is a stronger form of, yeah. So for us to understand it even more, let us just focus a little bit about tefillah and what tefillah is all about. So in Parshas Vayetze, the Torah tells us on page 6, by Naphtali. By Tomer Rachel Naphtule Elkim Nistalti Machosi Gam Yacholti Batikra Shmo Naphtali. So what is that? So Rashi says, Naphtali is the same lashon of tefillah. That same shorish. The same shorish of Bakoshos Chavivos is Kabalti is Karatika Shosi. So what is this? What is the crux of that lashon of tefillah? What is tefillah? So the Ksava Kabbalah points out, what do we say in Aramaic? How do we call tefillah in Aramaic? Slosa, Tzoli. Right? The verse says Rav Tzoli. Masli, Tiskabel Sloso Nuvauson. So tefillah is called Sloso. So why is that? What does the word Sloso mean that it should mean tefillah? It's an Aramaic. So really, the word Sloso, Masli at Slui, means to bend down. To be. And tefillah, we bend down. We bow down. So since during tefillah we bow down, That's why tefillah is called matzli. Because the point of Loshon Hara Mishamish Matzli, Loshon Hashpolas Hakoma Lamata. That matzli means if you bend down, that's your matzli atzluye. So the whole tefillah is called, because during tefillah we physically bend down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's more than that. We're machni ourselves by the fact that we have to go to Hashem and ask for something. Whenever you have to go to somebody to ask for something, ask for a favor, ask for something, you're like, you're machni yourself to him. To, when you have to go to a person who's your superior in your job or whatever, and he asks for a favor or that, then you have to be machni yourself to that person. And when we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're machni ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why tefillah is called sloson, because tefillah is loshon soli, is from being machnia, bowing down. And the whole tefillah is called the concept of bowing down, because the tefillah is hachna. And that's what the Kedushas Levi writes in Parshas Chayisara on page 8. He writes that Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuch Vasode means he's davening, he's bowing down to Hashem. He says, Haklau Hachnor Levi Atzmas. That whenever you have to bow down to somebody, your superior, in other words, a person, and you have to be machnia yourself, so you're not totally happy, because that means that somebody is empowered over you, and you have to, so to speak, bow down to him. That's not such a pleasant thing. Because you really want to do what you want to do, and you have to conform to this person. The only time, says the Kedushas Levi, that Hachna does not bring sadness, does not bring atzvus, is when we machnia ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we machnia ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then that ultimately brings simcha. This person thinks, yeah, I'd rather live a life where I don't have to bow down to Hashem. It's not true. When you are machni Hashem, that's what it says. Ve'yete Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Loshon Simcha, Loshon Tzchok. Vasuach, to bow down and daven, is only going to bring Simcha if it's machni yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because everything in life that you're going to have to bow down to, I mean, not necessarily physically, but, you know, in psychologically, that you're being bowing down to this, or you're cuffed up to this, is not necessarily going to be pleasant. The only pleasant experience of being machnir yourself, subjugating yourself to something, is the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's pshat, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basodeh, that Yitzchak, Loshon Tzchok, Loshon Simcha, is only when he's machnir himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, says the Kedushas Levi on page 9, the fourth column. Vayari negmolim boi, makvah, ha-sadikim, ha-ovdim, ha-shem, ba-emes, ha-sigim, tanos, ha-olam, ha-ba, ha-filu, ba-zeh, ha-olam. Vayari gmolim boim, meaning, gmolim, and Lashon, also gomel. Gomel, ha-sadim, tovim, meaning, if you're machmiya yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, it's not only you're going to get Olam Haba, is you're going to get a better Olam Hazah. In other words, if you are conformed, in other words, if your whole life is just wrapped up with Gashmius and Olam Hazah, you think you're going to have a happier life, you're not going to have a happier life. Because any time you're subjugating yourself, even if you're subjugating yourself to your wealth, you would think, I'm a wealthy person. People think, oh, the wealthier the person is, the happier he is. Not true. The more you have to be machnir yourself to something, even to your own wealth, it's not necessarily going to bring simcha. The only thing that's going to bring simcha is you machnir yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what tefillah simcha is. In the middle of the day, I have to be machnir myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And gemolim boim means, if you do that, you're going to have literally Gmolim Boy means the camels came, and Rivka was on the camel, so it literally means you're going to get repaid right now. When, because the simcha of being mekusher yourself to something, to a being, to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is the most powerful and the most understanding and the most beneficial thing in the world, and I have a connection to that. That's who I subjugate myself. So that's my gemul in this world as well. Hinei gemul in boim, I get that satisfaction in this world. And the Kedushas Levi also says another word. He says that why is Tefillas Mincha? Why is it called Mincha? You ever think about that? Shacharis, I understand. Shacharis is the shachar, is the dawn. And Mariv, Arvis, is the, you know, when everything is, the sun is, setting. Mincha means Mincha normally means like a present, and a dava. So why is Mincha called that? Look on column 1, page 9, column 1, look, the bottom of the column. Mechora kasha, lama nikra tefilas mincha, bishma tefilas shachris, hu be'eshe meir hashachar. Hu tefilas ha'erev, neisha erev, tefilas mincha, why is it called that? Li nir, shem tefilas ha'erev nikra loshen mincha, tefilas shachris, tzorech adam uspal, because tefilas shachris, of course we have to daven, because we have to daven that Hashem should return our neshama. Right? Or else we can't function. Tefillas Arvis, we have to daven that we're giving Hashem the neshama back. And we hope He takes good care of it overnight. So these are necessities. But Tefillas Mincha is all the things that Hashem is doing for us throughout the day that are not necessarily necessities. That He's helping us out, making things good for us. And He still gives us, in other words, the fact that He gave us life, okay, if we don't have life, we can't, there's nothing to start. So the shachris is that He's giving us our life back. Mariv is that we're giving Him back our neshama overnight, and we hope He's going to return it. So these are necessities. But mincha is for all the matanos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us through the day that are not necessarily necessities. And it reminded me of the pshat of the chidah. Because the Chidah says, you look in the Rosh David here on page 10, page 11, the Chidah, and you can read, I'm not going to read the whole thing inside now, but the Chidah says that, why do we have a Yantar for Sukkot there, Anon HaKavod? We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Midbar gave us three things. He gave us the Man, He gave us the Be'er, and the Anon HaKavod. So Sukkot is for the Anon HaKavod. And Man and Be'er, we don't have any special Yantar for them. Why is that? So he says, pshat is because the mon and the be'er, those are necessities. So if you give somebody necessities, it doesn't show necessarily that you love them or you want to have a relationship. These are necessities you have to give. But the special relationship comes when you shower upon somebody something that you want to make a relationship with somebody. Like, you want to show that... It comes from the extra things, not from the fact that you're giving the person the necessities. That's not what shows there was something extra to show that. So Hashem throughout the day gives us extra things, and therefore that's what mincha is about. That's the davening for those things, and that ultimately is what creates a relationship. It was like when somebody is dating somebody, so he sends flowers or something like that. Not a necessity, but it shows something special. That's what Sukkot is about. Sukkot is the Anan Yaakovah, that's the luxury. We don't need to have that. But Hashem is wanting to show that He really loves us, so He gives us that thing. And that's what Tefillas Mincha is. The Tefillas Mincha is that special mincha, special matana that Hashem gives us, besides giving us life. We're giving us the Shoma back, that Shachris and Mariv, He's giving us other things during the day. He gives us place to learn, a place this matana, that break he gives us, all these good things, and that's what shows, and that's ultimately why that tefillah is so strong. Because again, as we said before from the Seder Hayom, that mincha is in a time where there's a rush. You know, it's a time of din, it's a time when you're in the middle of the day, and you overcome. And that shows also, if you want to make a relationship, you can't, in other words, you have to put in the extra 9 yards. In other words, there's always going to be pressures, it's always going to be, but you take your time out and you do something for somebody, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, that's what mincha is all about. And that's why mincha has a special koach hatfila that the other tefillahs don't have. And it's interesting that in the Sefer Chachal Yitzchok on page 18 says that this tefillah, first take a look in page 19 of the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim says that Yaakov, that Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov called the Beis HaMikdash Har, right? Yitzchak called it Sada, and Yaakov called it Bais. So Yitzchak calls the Mokom HaMikdash a Sada. Avraham calls it a Har, and Yaakov calls it a Bais. So says the Sefer Chachal Yitzchak, Vayetzu Yitzchak Vasoch Vasada Vesnos Erev, also refers to Yitzchak davening for the Binyan HaBayis. Because we know the Pasuk in Micha says that Tzion Sodek Techorish, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be plowed over like a field. So Vayetzu Yitzchak Vasoch Vasada Vesnos Erev, he says, is his tefillah of Vesnos Erev, when things are, you know, are dark, and the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, and we want to have some type of what? Some type of tefillah, so that we should have hope for the future. That's what Yitzchak was doing here. And Yitzchak, I think, is the same idea of Rabbi Akiva in the end of Makkos, right? You know the Gemara, the end of Makkos, that Rabbi Akiva and the other Chachamim were going by the Beis HaMikdash, and Rabbi Akiva was laughing, and everyone else was crying, and they said, why are you happy? Isn't there a destruction? And Rabbi Akiva says, no, but I see by the fact that the Nebuah for destruction was fulfilled, then the Nebuah for the building will be fulfilled also. So Rabbi Akiva was able to see what? He was always able to see the good in any situation, and that's what Yitzchak is. Vayetze Yitzchak is Lashon Simcha Vasoch Vasada. Even when he's davening for the Churban HaBayis, he sees what? A vision. And it's Dafka Yitzchak who has this idea of Tzchok, meaning, so that's why he's the one who's with this power of Tfilas Mincha. Because Mincha is the heart at the hardest time. It's in the middle of the day, it's his mandin. So it's only somebody who could cope with that, who could only see the good in a hard situation. That's what Yitzchak is. Yitzchak is like Rabbi Akiva, that he's mesachek, the Gemara in the end of Makkos. And he's davening for Tzion Tzoda Techorish. He's davening for the Chorban. So that's where Bosai is what Tfilas Mincha is all about. Tfilas Mincha is what? It's the challenge. It's the extra. To beat out the Midas Hadin, to beat out the challenges of the day and to take time, it's the extra mincha, it's the extra matana that is not a necessity. Like the sukkah, like the Anon HaKovod, it's not a necessity. That's the more meaningful thing. That's the more meaningful thing. And that's why Tfilas Mincha has a greater opportunity to be answered than the others. Oh, but I have to tell you something. After I finished preparing this thing, I saw a beautiful vort from Rav Tzadik HaKohen that Rav Pinchas Friedman quoted, and it reminded me of something Rav Shechter says over from Rav Soloveitchik. So we put it all together for another 5 minutes, but you like it. Okay? Listen carefully. Unbelievable. First, Rashi, the pasuk says in Brachos, "Kol siach hasod teri mi'e ba'aretz," or "Esav hasod teri mitzmach." The Hashem didn't bring rain until Adam was nivra. So Rashi explains because Hashem wanted that Adam should daven for the rain, and Hashem didn't want to bring rain until there's somebody who could appreciate the rain and daven for the rain. So Rav Shechter here in Nefesh HaRav, you'll take a look, says over from Rav Soloveitchik that this Lashon, Chol Siach HaSodeh, is the same Lashon of Vayetze Yitzchak what? Pasuch Vasodeh. It's what? It's Tefillah. Okay. Now you're going to say, you're going to see the most unbelievable thing. Okay? Put on your seatbelts here for this one. Let's go back to Parshas Lech Lecha. After I made this packet, that's what I saw it from Rav Pinchas Friedman, and it fits in with everything we're saying. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. What's Pshat? Parshas Lech Lecha says that Lot was taken hostage, right? And Avram is coming to save him. So what does he do? Avram takes with him what? 318 young guys to save Lot. And Rashi says it doesn't even mean that. It's Eliezer with Gematria 318. So it's either it was literally 318 or Eliezer was the Gematria 318. But what's so significant of taking 318 kids? You could take 310 kids. 318, what's the significance of having to take 318? So Rav Sadek HaKoyen, the Divrei Sofrim, says the following. And this is the Lapa for most of them. Listen. Yeish. What is Yeish? Tohu what? Despair. When you miyayish with something. Yeish is the numerical equivalent of 370. 380 means that I'm in a situation that's difficult, but I'm not going to despair. I'm going to be above them. That's what it is. So Lot was taken hostage. You can despair. You can say, oh, what can I do? Seriously, that's what it takes. 318. And I'm going to overcome Yeish. I'm not going to let it happen. The Yeish. And that's what he says here in the Divrei Sofrim. You take a look. On page in the supplement here, in the Sefer Divrei Sofrim, on page the page one? Yeah, it says here, the Zel Remez the Mitzvah Shin Yud Chet B'Gmatria Yeish in Akolo Hainuk She Mitzvah Zeh Hu Hamosti Mideh Yeish. This is going to last. It's going to take us out of Yeish, Shin Yud Ches. And that's what he says. He quotes here Rav Pinchas Friedman, "Gam ki ein blech b'gei talmodes lo yira ra, ki ato imodi, shuva Hashem chalfa nafshi, roshi tevos Shin Yud Ches," is 318, because that's what Dovra Mel says, that his chazik dover amel hu skabel a yeish sheh b'mokum sakana. Also, I want to add to this, so that's exactly what tefillah is. Tefillah, we said, called siach hasodeh, and that's where salvation says siach, is the same sicha of Yitzchak Yitzchak Lasuch Vasodeh, and sicha is tefillah, because what is tefillah? Tefillah means that we're in a situation which is difficult, and we don't give up. And the greatest way of not giving up is to daven for Hashem. And that's what Tfilah is. And especially Yitzchak. Why is Yitzchak called Tfilah Sicha? You know, Avraham davened, but Yitzchak called Tfilah. Yitzchak Tfilah comes at a time where you might think you're going to have Yeish.
because it's the hardest time. It's the Zman Din. It's the middle of the day. It's when things are tough. When you can easily just give in and throw in the towel. Vayesha Yitzchak Lashtuach, Sikha 318. It's like the 318, and he doesn't give up.
And I was speaking to Moshe Shapiro in the library, and he said, you know, this context also is, you know, the Sikh Basad is in context of Shidduchim as well. And that's when he got his Shidduch. And that's also something that a person always has to daven for. And sometimes people get miyuash and they get frustrated. And that, in this context, does the Torah say, Sikha, Siach, is 318, which is Lamala Miyayish. So we always have to realize that in life, there's always things that are difficult, but we always have that avenue of tefillah, and we should always believe in the koach tefillah, and especially tefillah's mincha, which is the emsa hayom, which is the hardest, is man adin, and we overcome it, and it's the extra present, it's the mincha, it's the present that it's out what Hashem is giving us, and we're giving Him. It's the thing that's not the necessity, but it's the thing that makes the relationship special. It's the extra thing that makes the relationship special, and that's Vayetze Yitzchak Lashtuach Basadeh, and he's davening for the Beis HaMikdash, and he's not giving up. He doesn't have Yeish for the Beis HaMikdash, because that's and the ultimate, that he doesn't have Yeish, and he's davening for the Sion Sodeh Techoresh, he's davening for the ultimate coming of Mashiach, and the ultimate Geula. And that's the attitude we always have to have. That things can be difficult, but we should never have, you know what the Hasidic Sfarim say? You know, the sugya of Yeish Shalom Midas. So it says, Yeish Kama is Shalom Midas. That somebody has Yeish, that's not using his Das. That's a foolish thing to have Yeish. And that's what Yeite Yitzchak Vasuch Vasada Sikha. Sikha is Otfila. Sikha is 318, which is the one step. Lamala bin Hayesh.